ஜம் ஆதபத்னீஸ்வரம் பிரணமாய One of the important points we discussed in the 73rd Sutra is that a devotee should never talk of certain things. He gave his here four, but etc. Always, you know, they never leave etc. Ityadi. What is it? Sukha, dukkha, icha, labha. Sukha. How can I be here? What is our quest 24 hours a day?
Happiness.
How can I be happy? And how can I reduce my pain, suffering, unhappiness in this world? Most of the talk, if anybody is talking, though I am looking for that job, what does that mean ultimately? That job will give me more power, more money, and as a result of that, it is likely to give me security. One thing, very important point here is security. So nothing in this world can give us security. And least of all money. The more money we have, the more insecure we feel. One fellow in UK won lottery ticket. You know how much? 23 million pounds. And for 1.5 months, he was absconding. Then, I think one woman problem. She was asked, you should be celebrating. He said, I am terribly frightened of these relatives. So that is why they say, Shatru Sesha and Admiya Sesha. Enemies and relatives. Both should be finished. You know why? Because wherever there is a will, there is a relative. So, sukha and dukkha, how to avoid dukkha? This is our question. Icha, I have these desires. So, some have been fulfilled. Some are not fulfilled. So, then, labha. Wherefore, it's okay. Whatever I have is okay. What more can I do? Here is a very interesting point. So, Swami Ashoka, have you heard about him? He was in San Francisco. No. Ashoka, he never came. He was in San Francisco. In one of his lectures, I don't remember, why is the mind so restless? Always the mind is restless. So we are told, mind is restless because of desires. If there is no desire, it will go to sleep. So first it is restless because of what?
Desires.
So it is said, according to Gaudapada, four obstacles are there. Laya, Vikshepa, Kashaya, and Ananda. Laya means a person who is beginner, if he sits for meditation, can go to sleep. Yeah. What does that mean? Do you know what it means? Oh, Ramakrishna, I am terribly bored of it. Far better to be sleep off than think about it. Very interesting topic had come, you know. One devotee came to one swami and asked this swami, that how wonderful it would be if we are always in the presence of, say, Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna Loka means what? 24 hours you will be, wherever you look, only his face will be staring. That is one of the defects of God. Suppose he gets angry with me and says, I don't want to see your face. Let him try. He can't help. Okay. So the Swami said, sit down. How much time do you meditate? They go, half an hour. What happens after half an hour? I can't meditate. Do you know what it means? You get very bored. If you are interested, a cricket match. 5 days, fellows like Gudlaguma Madriga. They are going on staring at Ramachandran's owl. And by the way, Oh, the Vahana of Lakshmi. Why? Did I tell you?
No.
Oh, first of all, we guys can see with at night can see very clear. A person who sleeps at night is not going to become rich.
Yes.
Yes. Whether it is research work or business, they have to be very other. Only such a fellow will please the Lakshmi. Lakshmi means money. Very interesting. No? When Samudra Manthana was going on, all the rishis, rakshasas, so many people were waiting. What were the first thing that came out?
Halahala.
Halahala poison. So Vishnu said, go and give it to Shiva. Go and give it to Shiva. So they went and gave it to Shiva. He said, yes, for the sake of the world, I will drink it. So he drank. But the whole world is in his tummy. If he drinks, the whole world, if he doesn't drink also, it will die. If he drinks also, it will die. So what is the way? He kept it here. That's why he has got a new title. The whole Kanta had become blue. Neela Kanta. So he saved the world. So then, beautiful horses, ornaments, money, you name it, you know, color TV, everything is coming up. You know, 10K, 10K TV. Understand 10K? K means 1000 pixels.
Yeah.
4K is the, it's available now. Now 8K, 12K, they're aiming for it. I'm sure they will get it. So everything was, all the rishis, munis, everybody was rushing to get it. Then at that time, at last, what came?
Amrita.
Lakshmi. Lakshmi had come. Then seeing her stunning beauty, everybody was rushing. I want Lakshmi. She did not cast a glance at anybody. Straight went and she was occupying the Sri Vatsalanchan, occupying Vishnu. The question came, why did she want Vishnu? Because, you know what is Lakshmi? Lakshmi is not money. Many people mistake Lakshmi for money. Lakshmi want, in her leg, there is Lakshmi Amsha, like that too. Many people, you know, when a bride enters into the father, mother-in-law's house, then if she is having that Lakshmi Samsha, the wealth will increase. When Rani Rasmani entered into the house of her husband, immediately the wealth started increasing. That is usually associated with money. Saraswati is associated with
knowledge.
But no, Lakshmi means happiness. So many famous people, celebrities, they commit suicide or they take drugs. Their life is most horrendous life in this world. You should never hear Stri, Dhana, Nastika, Charitra, Nashravaniya. This is Bhagavad Bhakti Sutra has given that. Because that idea will come. Oh, he is very healthy. I can also be. I want to be wealthy, like that comes. Why did she choose Vishnu? Because, what is the meaning of Vishnu? Vishnu, one meaning of Vishnu is Vyapakatva Vishnu. He is all pervert. That means he has become all of us. So if he gets money, where will it go?
To the entire world.
To the entire world. Everybody will get. Like if a mother gets nice fruits, where will it go?
Yes,
entire first will be children, even at the cost of their own suffering. That is Vishnu. The second reason is, who is Vishnu? Vishwa. This whole world is none other than Vishnu. How do you know? How do you know? Vishnu Sahasrara. What is the first nama of Vishnu?
Vishnu.
Vishvam Vishnu Vashakshava Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhava Bhuta Dhrita 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 Bhavata Bhuta Atma Dhrita Bhavata Vishvam how much philosophy is contained in all these things, we have absolutely no idea at all, unless you hear from somebody. So, creation according to Vedanta is not creating something. Because creation means the cause and the effect remain separate. Like a mother gives birth to a baby. The mother is separate object, the baby is separate. But when a goldsmith creates an ornament out of gold, the gold and the ornament are not two separate substances. Gold only in one particular form is called a lump. In another form, it could be, you know, a nose ring, ear ring, necklace, kankana, bangle, or ring. It can be nupura. You know what is nupura? Put on the, actually, they say you should never put nupura on the leg. Golden nupura. Only silver nupura. Why? Insulting the
Lakshmi.
That is why gold is considered as sattvika metal. Silver is considered as
rajasika
metal. Iron is considered as tamasika metal. And that's why Kalikala, they call it. This Kalikala. Tamas is dark age. Age of dark. So everything, every object in this world has got these three. Anyway, what is the point we are talking about here? That some people have got Lakshmi Samsha. As soon as Rasmani came, the wealth has increased. But what did they do? The husband and wife. Both were so charitable. We know very little about Rani Rasmani's life. So charitable. She did so many things. She was extraordinarily brave. Anyway, so four activities occupy every ordinary human being. What are those four activities? Sukha, dukkha, Icha, and Labha. Why this Labha is mentioned separate? That's because sometimes people can get profit, but they are unable to enjoy. Sukha and dukkha, one has to experience. You can't accumulate. I'll take some 1 kg of sukha and put it in the refrigerator. That's what we are all doing, you know. 1 kg of rasagullas you put in the refrigerator. What are you putting?
Dukkha.
Dukkha, not according to all. Sukha, dukkha. Icha, fulfilled desires, unfulfilled desires. Expectations and hopes. Very interesting one. Kathopanishad uses that. Asha, Pratiksha. What is the difference between Asha and Pratiksha? Hope and expectations. What is hope? Pratiksha means something you have already done and the result you are expecting. Say a student writes the examinations. He is expecting a result. If he has studied well, he has got confidence. This is, I'm expecting to pass in nice way. If it is, he's not done properly, he knows himself. But he wants to escape from the father's wrath, or at least until the results come off. So, what is Asha? Without doing anything, we expect. One of the things is buying lottery ticket. There are some people, you know, one fellow went on praying to God. Oh Lord, let me win the lottery ticket. Every day he will pray. Let me win the lottery ticket. One day he heard a voice. Hare Baba, at least buy your lottery ticket. Without buying a lottery ticket, he wants the Lord to make him win. So this is without doing anything. This is expecting something. A person who doesn't do Atidhi Seva, a Mother Maharaja's wives were telling to Yamadharmaraja, giving Upadesha. The Brahmin guest is coming and sitting there. 3 days, Nachiketa. So you go and pacify him. Otherwise, both your Asha and Pratiksha will disappear. And really it happened in Mahapurush Maharaj's life. Mahapurush Maharaj was the president. And one day, he had, everybody has finished. In those days, Belurmat's budget was very high. Income was very less. So they have to do a lot of tasakti. If somebody comes late, Bhuteshan Maharaj was still. If he is late 5 minutes for breakfast, somebody else will eat up his breakfast. That was the condition. So, Mahapurush Maharaj's time slightly improved. They had their lunch. He went upstairs. Meanwhile, just as they finished the food, everything was polished off. One old Brahmin had come, said, for the last 3 days, I haven't eaten food. You give me, please give me a little bit of food. And I think one sadhu said, we are so sorry. Just now we have finished. Had you come 10 minutes earlier, we would have shared the food with you. We have finished the whole lot. So we are very sorry. We don't have. Really, there was nothing ready-made. Then, you know, how much he felt disappointed. In a monastery, I couldn't get some food. So he was, what you call, morose face he was going. Mahapurush Maharaj saw this man going from the upstairs window. So he called a brahmachari and said, what is the matter? Then the brahmachari said, he asked for food, but unfortunately we have all finished. Immediately, Mahapurush Maharaj said, why did you not go to this place? Take some fruits and give it to him. Some banana and other things will be there. If you would have given him, by the time the man has disappeared. Mahapurush Maharaj, remember, these Katopurusha things. Some disaster is waiting to take place because a old Brahmana is sent out without fulfilling satiating food. After a few days, the Goshala caught fire and was gutted. Read these kind of incident, then examples. Incidents, examples. Incidents and examples. Then points become very clear. So, we are discussing about Narada is advising. Now, think, because you are a devotee. All that you need to think is about God. Like a baby. Baby doesn't know, I want this, I want. Whatever mother gives, when she gives, he will take. He only knows how to cry when he is hungry. So, this is how much time he saves. All the waking time, even in dreams, what are we talking? In dreams, sukha, dukkha, icha, and labha, only 4 things. So I once saw a cartoon. I think I mentioned it to you, but I will mention again. So there was one American. He was crossing a desert by banana. So please make yourself. You know,
yes.
No, come, you can come and sit here. He was crossing. It's a cartoon. Then the jeep got spoiled. And there was no food, no water. He was reduced to a skeletal state. Then he lost consciousness. Delirium had set in. And he was crawling with his, you know, tongue hanging like that. He was crawling. Suddenly, visions. A cold drink shops. He was seeing vision. One cold drink shop. Illyria. So he was crawling slowly. Eyes were lit like that. No, like stars. Twinkle, twinkle. He will start like that. And when he went near the door, he saw a cold drink. 25C cross. Cold, same cold drink. 15C. 15C, reduce it. He is crawling towards the 15C, even in his delirium. Understand? He was thinking of, you know, in the desert, what do you think? He is thinking, he saw a cold drink shop. And he saw, this is 25C, too much. 15C, wonderful. Sale, on sale. Even in delirium. What are we thinking? What is our delirium? Dream. What do you think in the dream also? What you do in the waking state? You do exactly the same thing in the dream. Understand? So, when a devotee, I mean, he must start practicing. I don't want this. I don't want this. Don't want means not that it is not needed. I don't want to think. I leave it to God. And He will do whatever it is. Yoga Kshemam Mahavnyam. What is necessary, He will bring. And He will protect what He brings so that nobody can take it in. Then, so much time is saved. So, that's what He is doing. Tekte Kali. When you give up all these vain, useless thoughts, so much time we do. Then, Kali, Pratikshamani, He is waiting for you. What is this man going to do with all this time? So it says, Shanartham api yartham na meyam. Shana, even half a second. What is a kshana? You blink your eye, that is one kshana. By that time your eyelid comes down half, that is half kshana. Should not waste. Why? There is something very, a parable is given. And it is said the kingdom of heaven, it is always locked. So the devotee, Christian devotees, they go there. They are waiting. When the door will be opened, nobody knows. And when it opens, it remains open only for
1 second.
At that time, if they don't enter into it, we don't know how much time they have to wait. So what does this saying really mean? If you really think about it, it is so wonderful. What is it? That consciousness should never become unconscious. Consciousness should never become unconscious. This unconsciousness comes in two ways. First is sleep, deep sleep. Deep sleep, you are not conscious at all. And secondly, when thought on God changes. So what? When thoughts on God change, what thoughts are by the mind? Because other than God, what is there? Only worldly. So worldly thoughts will be. One kshana you forget God, the whole thing will go down. That is why antakale cha mameva esvaran muktva kalevaran yatva deham punarjanma naiti mameti so arjuna. Bhagavan Krishna says, whatever a man thinks in the just before the departure of the body, that moment determines his future. But you can't think, I know when I am going to die, I will fully enjoy worldly things, and when the last moment comes, I will only think about it is not going to happen. That is why we have got 3 examples in Sri Ramakrishna's life. Very intelligent fellows. First was Russia. Second was a Pratap Chandra Hajra. Third was Kalipada Ghosh. Fourth was a gardener. At that time. So all the 4 people got a boon from Sri Ramakrishna. What did they ask? Last moment, you come. It is your responsibility to come and take it. I may remember you, may not remember. That is what Mukunda Mala, Kulashekhar Alva is telling. So beautifully studying. Krishna, Tvadiya, Pada, Pankaja, Injarastam, Adyaiva, Me Vishatu, Manasa, Rajahamsa, Prana, Prayana, Samaye, Kafavata, Pittahi, Kantavarodhana Vidhav Smaranam Kutaste. Have you heard about it? Krishna. Purushottamandi sings nicely. No? Krishna, hey Krishna, O God. He says, Tvadiya Pada Pankaja Pindarastha. Your lotus feet are like a cage. Let the Rajahamsa, which is my mind. Why is Rajahamsa? What is the nature of a Rajahamsa? It separates milk from water. So here what it means, it separates world from God. That is why it is. ಅದ್ಯೈವ ಮೇ ಮಿಷತು, ಲೆಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಎಂಟರ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ರೈಟ್ ನೌ. ವೈ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಪ್ರಯಾಣ ಸಮಯ, ವೆನ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಸ್ ಟು ಡಿಪಾರ್ಟ್, ಕಫ ವಾತ ಪಿತ್ತೈ, ಕಫ ವಾತ ಪಿತ್ತ ಕಂಠ ಅವರೋಧನ ವಿಧೌ, ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಕನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಿಕ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಮರಣ ಕುತಸ್ಟ್, ವೇರ್ ಡಸ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಗೋ? ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಫೋಕಸ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ, ಬಾಡಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಎ ಬರ್ಡನ್ ಯು ಟೇಕ್ ಈವನ್ ಒನ್ ಸ್ಟೆಪ್. Yeah, if you have got headache, what do you think will be thinking constantly? At that time, you will have to start. Like, what would be a habit? Headache for yourself, headache for
others.
So, kshanadham api yathamani. Then, certain qualities. This, the introduction is Yama and Nema. Yama and Nema. What is Yama? ಅಹಿಂಸ, ಸತ್ಯ, ಅಸ್ತೇಯ, ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಚರ್ಯ, ಅಪರಿಗ್ರಹ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಿಯಮಸ್? ಶೌಚ, ಸಂತೋಷ, ತಪ, ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ, ಈಶ್ವರ ಪ್ರಣಿಧಾನಾನಿ. ಟೆನ್ ಕಮ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಂದು. ದೀಸ್ ಟೆನ್ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ದ ಟೆನ್ ಕಮ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಂದೂಯಿಸಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸಾರ್ವಭೌಮಿಕ. It is not confined to Hindus. It is confined to every human being. Whether Christian, I can go on killing because I am not a Hindu. Not like all the cows, when they kill them, they look, have you ever seen a cow which is about to be killed? They pull the head like that so that they give halal, just to cut a little. The blood will, that blood, it seems God likes very much. If you don't do it, Hindus, that's why they are very merciful in that. With one stroke, the head has to be separated. But here, slowly, they cut like that. Anyway, so when these cows will be crying, next birth you will become a cow and I will be. And the next birth you will become the... He will become the man. Every alternative birth, he will become the man. And the cow becomes the fish. Thakur once is telling how cruel it is to put this, you know, galamantame hook. And we are cheating it. Thakur told Abhidhanam, this is called cheating. The poor fish, it thinks there is something nice eatable. How will you feel if somebody puts poison in a chocolate and gives it to your child? It is like that. In the lava, it is also hoping, I will get some food. So it comes, and then what a torture it is. Sometimes, maybe half an hour, maybe 45 minutes, there will be. Especially some type of fish. They are called catfish. Catfish live a long time. They can live on land. Huge catfish. Anyway, what is the point here? That ahimsa, satya, asteya means non-stealing. Brahmacharya, not thinking of worldly things. Aparigraha, should not expect things. If somebody gives a gift, non-receiving a gift. If somebody gives a gift, then you have to give at least equivalent in some form. If you can't give it back, a poor man can't give that. So what should you do? Jasache mapo. Jarne japo. If a person has got wealth or thing, mapo means what, you know? Just to close your eyes and give. Like Guru Nanak. Guru Nanak was employed by his father in a shop. So people will come and say, you give me 15 measures of rice. 15 measures. Goes on counting. You know what is the first count? They never say first. Labha.
Labha.
Labha. Duri. Teen. Das. Igara. Para. Tera. Tera. Immediately, Tera. They are remembered. Everything becomes to Gara. Ninadu. Tera. Mane. You know, Ninadu. went on giving. There are something right. And Father gave one big one. St. Francis did the same thing. From upstairs, he had just thrown all the silk textiles, etc., because his father imprisoned him. Immediately from there, he started throwing things. So his father had taken him to one bishop, Assisi. My son, he has wasted all my profit like that. At that time, the bishop was eating. Only about 100 dishes were there. Then fat fellow, this film, how dare this fellow interrupt our divine service? Eating is his divine service. After that, he got very, what is this thing? You know, all the people, everything belongs to God. So if we can't give, what should we do? Pray. But then, japa, that somehow we have to give back. If not in this life, next one. That is called aparigraha.
If you can't give means you don't have the means to give.
There are two kinds of can't give. I can't give you, I won't give you. That is a different issue. But it will come. That's why in Sanskrit there is a beautiful verse. If there is a miser like that, either the king will take it, or the thieves will take it, or his unruly children will waste it. Unruly children. Contractor.
Unruly
children. You know, they don't want. A father has worked very hard. Why should we work? Nice story. Two people died and were waiting the Yamadhar Maharaj's reception. Because his katha has to be examined, you know. So they got introduced. Who are you? Who are you? So one man asked, who are you? Oh, I am the school teacher. How was he? Was like, oh, horrendous. The day was very small. And I have like Uchela, so many children were there. And I can't feed them. I can't clothe them. Oh, miserable life. That fellow asked me, what about you? Oh, I was a contractor. I earned crores and crores of things. So like that. Meanwhile, a call came for the Brahmana, the teacher, school teacher. And his another Maharaja examined his khata and said, you have done very well. So I will give a boon. What do you want in your next birth? Then make me a contract. Because I can earn a lot of money. And then he came out very happily. And then the next call was this other man. So he went inside. He examined khata, honest contractor. So he did a lot of good. So what do you want in your next birth? You know, what did that teacher ask you? He wanted to become a contractor. Make me his son. Make me his son. So he said, okay. Then he came out. Then what happened? This man asked me, what did you want? I wanted to become a contractor. And what did you want? He asked the contractor. I wanted to become your son. Why? Because I didn't tell you, I worked hard and earned money. My useless children.
They enjoyed it.
So it will take another birth for this teacher to understand how to become the son of another contractor. So, if money is not well spent, properly spent, that's why Hindu Dharma Shastra says, one's income has to be divided into four. One for expenses, one for saving, one fourth for taxes, one fourth for dharma. Anyway, according to their capacity, they have good. Then, what is niyama, shaucha, inner and external as well as internal purity? Then, santosha, whatever is your condition, be content with it. And that is the santosha anuttamaha labhaha. Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Santosha, if anybody could cultivate the quality called santosha, there is no greater profit than them. Anuttamaha labhaha. There is no profit equivalent, whether you have money or not. That is why I cited so many examples. Shuddhira. He had very ordinary food. What food he was having? But devotees were filled with shanti because it is such a loving contribution. Then afterwards, also, you can see, santoshas. Then tapas. What is tapas? Some voluntary suffering. If it is not suffering, it is not tapas. Then swadhyaya. What is swadhyaya? Study of scriptures, study of one's own self. You have to study. I'm studying scriptures. So what am I doing it actually? Then what is the last one? Ishvara Pranidhana. Complete Sharanagati to Ishvara. Because without His grace, all these qualities cannot be acquired. Only by His, the greatest example is Totapu. He progressed in spiritual life so fast, he didn't understand the Divine Mother was sweeping away his path, removing all dust and obstacles. What are the obstacles? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madan. So he was like that. He was, I could do it by myself. And in the end, he did not acknowledge her. Ungratefulness. So immediately, broken stomach. All problems start with stomach. And there is a saying in our Vedanta Kanya. One who suffers from stomach ache, he becomes an Advaiti. Vedanti. Duniya trikal mein hai nahi. Because he can't enjoy. He can't see other people enjoy. That is why he becomes a Shushka Vedanti. Understand Shushka? Dried ginger.
Dry Vedanta.
This is many people like that. But those who can't enjoy, they will become Vedanta. Those who can enjoy, they become Bhakta. Because they want to enjoy even more. How do they enjoy? Whatever is enjoyable, offer it to God. And your enjoyment will be enhanced. So, ahimsa, satya, shaucha. Daya means compassion. Astikya. Astikya means what? Never lose faith in the existence of God. Many adverse circumstances will come to test whether I am a real astika or what is called anukula astika. You know what is anukula astika? Everything is convenient. Everything is favorable. Oh, God exists. Light, obstacle, and frustration comes. So, these are the charitran. Charitran means that which characteristics, that which prints of the character is called charitrani. But paripalaniyan assiduously build up. Then, sarvada sarvabhavena nischintaihi bhagavaneva bhajaniyaha. Sarvada. All the time. You can't say spirituality is for half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the evening. Best of the time, my time. No. Always. Because we don't know what time death will come. Sarva bhavena. Bhava here means whatever be the mood you are. Filled with joy, think of God as embodiment of joy. You are unhappy, then think, my unhappiness is because I could not see God. You are angry. I am angry because some things are obstructing me, thinking of God. So you are jealous. Be jealous of Swamis. Be jealous of Swamis. I remember Shanta. When I was here, he used to sit in that shrine wall outside veranda. One day you made a remark. I wish I were in your shoes. Who prevented you? So we all think, you know, Swamis. What is Swamis like? Irresponsible life. No wife, no children, nothing. Completely irresponsible. And if somebody says, you are responsible, not responsible. Who is responsible?
But
you know, Krishna is responsible. There was one fellow, he applied for a job. So they asked him, two questions they asked him. So the interviewer was asking him, what job would you like in our company? He said, I want to become a vice president.
Vice president.
The interviewer smiling. He was asking, but you know, we are already 12 vice presidents. He said, I am not sentimental. That is the reason. The Westerner, that is the reason. They have superstition there. Then, second question they asked, are you responsible? Yes, yes. Before applying to your company, I worked many companies. Everywhere, something goes wrong. All of them said, you are responsible. I am very responsible. So, very important for us. Whatever the situation in life, who should take responsibility? Swamiji said, if from my mouth anything good has come, the credit goes to Sri Ram. Anything that is not true, that is not right, if I say, responsibility is mine. That is what Sharanagati always said. So, sarva bhavena, whatever be the mood, in every way, sometimes you do, sarva bhavena is another meaning. Sometimes you sit and meditate. Sometimes japa. Sometimes kirtana. Sometimes study. Bhakti Shastraneva Pataniyane. And you, when you talk only about Parasparam Lapamana. So talk about God. When you are doing Savagnane, you say, whatever you do, you relate it to God. This is called Karma Yoga. Whatever karma related to God. And Bhagavad Gita outlines Pralapan, Usrujan, Unmishan, Nimishanma. You are breathing in, you are breathing out, you are blinking your eyes. Whatever you are doing, Brahmani Adaya Karmani, Sangantyaktva Phala, Brahmani Adaya, God. And it is really true. Why is it true? So, if you have to do some activity, activity needs instruments. First of all, body is needed, then prana is needed, then money is needed, mind is needed. So all these things, who has given? They belong to whom? Do they belong?
God.
Prakriti, yes, God, Ishwar. So what is it? You, who are you? Or who the bracket are you? You are nothing. Absolutely nothing. That's what Sri Ramakrishna says. You peel the onion. Ultimately, what do you get? You say. Nothing is there. There are all panchakoshas, five koshas. So, I'm generous. The onion contains only panchakoshas. How many layers are there?
Only five. There are many more koshas.
Many more are there. But all of them could be reduced to five. Anna, prana, mana, vijnana, ananda. That which is beyond them is called atman. So, nischintai. Sarvada, always. Sarva bhavena, in every way. Nischintai. Chinta means what?
Be free from thought. Worries.
Worries. Thought should be there. Otherwise, you can't think about God. So, always, do not worry about the, do not regret about the past. Do not regret about the
future.
Worry about the future. These are the two things which are troublous all the time. That's why I call after 60, people are likely to get what? Romantic pains. Not only romantic, romantic hearts. You know what is romantic? The woman will be looking back. Had I only married somebody else, life perhaps would have been wonderful. Why was I tied to this person? Like that, you know. The woman was asked, would you like to have the same husband again? All of them, 100 women, all of them said, yes, not only for one life, for 7 more lives we want the same husband. The journalist was shocked. Well, explain yourself. He said, after wasting so much time in training me. We don't want to waste it for 7 lives. So, mischintari, a devotee like a marjara nyaya, like the young one of a young kitten, young one of a cat. It never thinks about the mother has to think. I gave some examples also. Sarva bhagavaneva bhavaniyaha bhajaniyaha. Only God should be worshipped. Bhajana means what?
Constant thinking.
Bhajana means relating ourselves to God in any way. Bhajana doesn't mean only this bhajana. Bhaja sevaya. That is why I mentioned Omrim Ritam. Second line. Bhaktir bhagascha bhajanam bhava bheda kari. Bhakti means devotion. Bhaga means jnanam. Then bhaja. What is bhaja here? Not bhajana. Seva. Bhaja sevaya. Either Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga. Through either of these three. What do they do? Any one of them is capable of taking us to goal. Gacchanti alam. Gamanaya tattva. Tattva means truth. Gamanaya means to reach. To reach goal. Goal means God is there. To reach God. Any one of these three. This is a special teaching of Swamiji. Otherwise, Jnanamargins do not accept bhakti or karma as that which takes us to God. In Lord's view, these are preliminary things. After that, you have to come to Jnana Yoga. Swamiji says no. Any yoga is directly, independently, it will take us to God. I think today's posting probably I have given that some Shardam the answers. Well, whether work will give liberation to people. Anyone have read?
Selfless work.
Selfless work. It should be conditioned, not any work. Selfless work. Independently, it purifies the mind. Then immediately, the truth flashes in a purified mind. What is the truth?
Brahmasmi.
Because we are already that part. We are not getting something new. We are only revealing what is hidden. It is what is called uncovered. Discovery means what?
Uncovered.
Yes. So, sarvada sarvabhavena nischintaihi bhagavaneva bhajaniyaha. One small doubt that can come here is, who is going to look after you? If you don't think about yourself, who is going to look after you? Several examples are there. I've just mentioned two. As devotees of Sri Ramakrishna, you should have read about it, you have remembered. Reading many people, remembering only is a problem. Swamiji, he wanted to test Sri Ramakrishna. So one day, not in here, during wandering, he went, he saw it, the village. And then there was a forest. He climbed it. And he said, Thakur, if you are there, I want to eat hot khichdi. Even cold khichdi, where from is going to get not known. Hot khichdi I want. And there was a devotee of Ramachandra, who was known time. He was like, you know that? Yeah. So Ramachandra suddenly, he pushed this one. Hey, wake up. So he thought it was a dream. He turned the other side. Then Ramachandra, I'm telling you, you get up. He got up. Then Ramachandra, one of my devotees in such a place, he showed the tree on which Swamiji was sitting in the forest. Quickly prepare hot khichdi and go on. Fortunately, he didn't ask for it. Do you know why? He had to wait 24 hours for the dough to become ready. Khichdi means, you know, it's really good. Even in that testing also, you have to test God. Our prayer, after 100 years, make me win a lottery. Anyway, so this man quickly prepared, and he knew the place. He came, he saw Swamiji, please come down, have your food. Swamiji said, I don't know you, you don't know me. So this has happened. He's calling you. He said, no, I have seen you clearly. I have seen this tree. My Ishtadevata had shown you to me. This is meant only for me. Swamiji said, thank you. Again, Swamiji said, one day I was traveling in a train. It was very hot. Some Marwadis were traveling with him. And they brought, you know, Marwadis bring lots of food material. Now, you know, when you travel long distance, Swamiji is very good. Many people do that. For 36 hours, 48 hours from here to Kashi, etc., etc., people will sell peanuts. What do they call it? Time pass. They call it time pass. So, this Swamiji, he was looking at that. Indifferent. It was noon time, and they brought puja, cool water, and they spread out everything. Then they did not offer. And they said, you are a wandering monk, uselessly, you are not doing anything. We are earning money. That's why we are in. He was smiling. Then one station came. He got down. The station, the watchman, did not allow him even to sit because it was burning. So, and he, Swamiji, we did not care. He went and sat under a tree. Then immediately, one man came hurriedly with a big quantity of garam garam parotha, aloo parotha. When that he came and he was looking, then he saw Swamiji. He came there with cool water, with various food materials, and these Marwadis also got down there. Both ashamed. Swamiji said, for whom did you do? For you, Swamiji. God appeared to me and asked me to prepare for you. What can this Marwadi tell? Are there one or two incidents? Plenty. Anyway, I'll tell you one more incident. Mahapurush Maharaj was wandering, and he did not eat previous day. He didn't get any bhiksha. You know, they were all very young, less than 30 years old. Very strong young men. And where was food is not available, was walking. There was no people at all on the way. He was walking, no village also near. He was very, very ravenously hungry. Then suddenly he heard pop, like that one sound he heard. And he saw one big bale fruit had fallen. Then Swamiji went, Mahapurush Maharaj, he went. He looked here and nobody was there. Because there was a tree and some bird was sitting. The bare fruit had fallen. And then it was broken. Otherwise, you would have found it difficult even to break. It was so ripe, he was telling. Now I tasted food like that. It was like tasting like Amrita. Tasting like Amrita. And that completely filled his stomach. It is also, bear is very good. You know that? Bear seal, you know, not seal, flesh. It is laxative. So what they do, Belurmat Sadhu, plenty of bear fruits are there. When they are ripe, the servants will bring them, take out all the seeds, and then the paste, like Amsatas, they dry it. And then they store it in a small tin or in a glass case. And those who have a constipation problem, they take one spoon of that, put it in a glass of water. They fill it with water and below. Next morning, all the sara will spread throughout the water. Then they drink the water and throw away the remaining part. So after 1 or 2 hours, they will have very good water. Many, you know, these plants, oh, many wonderful medicinal properties they have. Anyway, there is nischintai bhagavan eva bhajaniyaha. Why? You don't need yoga kshema bhagavan. Sa kirtyamanaha sigram eva avir bhavati anubhavayati cha bhaktan. Saha. Saha means bhagavan. Bhaktan means the devotees. What does he do? Kirtyamana. He alone has to be meditated upon, sung by devotees, taught by devotees, meditated by devotees. Japa has to be done. Only God has to be done. So what if anybody sincerely does it? What happens? Kirtaniyaha shigramiya. Very soon. Avir bhavati. He just comes and pratiksha in front. Anubhavayati. He gives them divine experience. What is the divine experience? There is no difference between you and me. This is called final anubhuti. That is called parabhakti. That's why Swamiji says there is no difference between parabhakti and paragnana. They are obverse and reverse. Where there is jnana, there is bhakti. Where there is bhakti, there is jnana is there. And then Swamiji also says, so beautifully, only such a person, because why am I emphasizing it? Why Swamiji emphasizes it? Because this jnana marga is made us develop inferiority complex. What is the inferiority complex? That bhaktas, they go only to Vaikuntha, they will get moksha. So many teachers, Dayananda Saraswati, his disciples, some of his disciples, go on talking about bhakti is not enough. Jnanam is necessary. Swamiji says, if you don't have jnanam, you can't be a bhakta. If you have got jnanam, you can't be but a bhakta. Because when you come to know, this is me, who doesn't love himself? You are not loving God actually. You are taking God as a target to think of whom? Because our Atman is none other than God. There was an expert Zen teacher. He was an expert in archery. What is the archery? Wherever he discharges the arrow, it will go and strike the lakshya, the goal, the target. So one disciple asked him, Gurudev, what is the secret of your this archery skill? His mind and said, you are my dear disciple. That's why I am revealing this secret only to you. It's between you and me. It should not go up. First I discharge the arrow. Wherever it strikes, my target. You will not miss. That is the secret. Don't fix a target and most likely will you. First discharge and say, that's my target. So, how beautifully all these truths we can see Pratyaksha Bhava in the life of Thakur, Ma, Swamiji, Ramana Maharshi, every soul. Only when you read their lives, you will understand what Narada is talking about. So, with this, more or less, we have come to the end. Only three are there. That is how many forms devotion can take. And all the great teachers are of one opinion with regard to the greatness of bhakti. And he says, this I am not talking. I am not the writer. It is Shiva. Shiva Anugna. It is coming directly from Shiva himself. So whoever believes in it and practices it will attain the highest. Only three sutras are there. What a relief. 14 days summer camp, my.
So much love.
15 days. 12 to 2.